This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw 7 American troops hurt. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Military Central Command alleged Saturday that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened on Thursday in the country's Anbar Desert. The raid killed 15 people. Iraq had earlier announced the raids without saying the U.S. took part. For years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria, U.S. forces have fought the Islamic State group, though the casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
China has accused the Philippines Coast Guard of an intentional collision against one of its vessels. The Philippines claims it was China who attacked them. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's the latest flare-up of tensions over disputed waters and maritime features in the South China Sea. In a statement posted on social media, a Chinese Coast Guard spokesperson said the Philippine ship collided with the Chinese vessel after maneuvering in an unprofessional and dangerous manner. Beijing added the Chinese ship was operating within regulations. China is rapidly expanding its military as it pursues its claim to virtually the entire South China Sea, which is crucial to international trade. The tensions have led to more frequent confrontations, mainly with the Philippines, whose security the U.S. is treaty-bound to ensure. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Israel is expected to pause operations in Gaza to allow for the vaccination of some 650,000 Palestinian children. This is VOA News. 5 people were killed and 46 injured in a Ukrainian attack on the southwestern Russian city of Belgorod late on Friday, the local governor said, the latest in a series of strikes by Ukraine on the city in recent months. A Russian bomb attack on Saturday killed 2 civilians and wounded 8 more in a village in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, the governor said. Mpox outbreaks in Africa could be ended in 6 months, WHO chief says. At a news conference, the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says vaccines are on the way to countries affected by Mpox.
The manufacturers of the 2 vaccines submitted their applications for emergency use listing last Friday, the 23rd of August, and we're working to review those applications as fast as possible.
More than 18,000 suspected cases of Mpox have been reported in Congo so far this year. An attack about 80 miles north of Burkina Faso's capital on August 24th is one of the deadliest in nearly a decade of Islamist violence in the West African country. Reuters correspondent Emma Yell reports.
The date of the attack was verified by a Reuters source and confirmed by both the Burkina Faso military and the Al-Qaeda-linked group that claimed responsibility. A group of victims' relatives says hundreds of people were killed when jihadists opened fire on civilians digging defensive trenches on the orders of the military. Several videos, apparently released by the militants on social media and verified by Reuters, showed more than 100 bodies piled in a trench, most of them in civilian clothing. An Al-Qaeda affiliate says it attacked soldiers and militia members excavating trenches and killed nearly 300, describing the victims as fighters, not civilians. Burkina Faso's ruling junta has not said how many people were killed, but said civilians were among the victims.
Emiel from Reuters. Young girls are using anti-aging products they see on social media at an alarming rate. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Girls as young as 8 are turning up at dermatologists' offices with rashes, chemical burns, and other allergic reactions to products not intended for children's sensitive skin. Extensive data suggests a fixation on appearance also can affect self-esteem, body image, and fuel anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. Arizona dermatologist Dr. Brooke Jeffy says when kids use anti-aging skincare, they can actually cause premature aging and lead to permanent scarring. I'm Julie Walker.
For expanded coverage and more stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti.